Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
Three Sisters, written by Heather Morris and read by Finty Williams. The three sisters, Sibby, Magda and Livy, sit in a tight circle with their father in the small backyard of their home. The oleander bush their mother has tried so hard to coax back to life droops disconsolately in one corner of the small garden. Livy, the youngest at 3 years old, leaps to her feet. Sitting still is not in her nature. "Livy, please, will you sit down?" Sibby tells her. At 7 years old, she is the eldest of the siblings, and it is her responsibility to chastise them when they misbehave.
"You know Father wants to talk to us."
"No," 3-year-old Livy pronounces, and proceeds to skip around the seated figures, giving each a pat on the head as she passes. Magda, the middle sister and 5 years old, is using a dry twig from the oleander to draw imaginary figures in the dirt. It is a warm, sunny summer afternoon. The back door is open, inviting in the heat, while sending the sweet smell of freshly baked bread into the garden. Two windows, one looking into the kitchen, the other into the small bedroom the family shares, have seen better days. Chips of paint litter the ground. Winter has taken its toll on the cottage. The garden gate catches a gust of wind and slams. The catch is broken. Yet another thing for Father to fix. "Come here, kitten. Will you sit on my knee?" Father beckons to Livy. Being told to do something from an older sister is one thing, but being asked, and so sweetly, by her father, is quite another. Livy drops into his lap, a flailing arm smacking against the side of his head. She is oblivious to the pain her action has caused.
"Are you all right, Father?"
Magda is concerned, catching the grimace on his face as his head jerked back. She brushes her fingers down his stubbly cheek. "Yes, my darling, I am perfect. I have my girls with me. What more could a father ask for?"
"You said you wanted to talk to us."
Sibby, ever impatient, gets to the point of this little meeting. Menachem Mela looks into the eyes of his pretty daughters. They have not a care in the world, innocent of the harsh realities of life outside their sweet cottage. Harsh realities which Menachem has lived through and still lives with. The bullet that didn't kill him during the Great War remains lodged in his neck, and now, 12 years later, it is threatening to finish the deed. "Fiery Sibby, tough Sibby," Menachem strokes her hair. On the day she was born, she announced that the world had better watch out. She had arrived and woe-betide anyone who got in her way. Her green eyes have a habit of turning a fiery yellow when her temper gets the better of her. And Magda, beautiful, gentle Magda, how did she get to be 5 so fast? He worries her sweet nature will make her vulnerable to being hurt and used by others. Her big blue eyes gaze at him, and he feels her love, her understanding of his precarious health. He sees in her a maturity beyond her years, a compassion she has inherited from her mother and grandmother, and a fierce desire to care for others.